Hey y'all, we are back in the Tomb of Corridors, or should I say we are about to go into the Tomb of Corridors. I don't have any major announcements for you right now, except to say, keep an eye on socials for an announcement about a thing that will be happening next month. If you know, you know. It's not happening, the announcement's not happening right this second though, just in general. But until then, please enjoy our dungeon diving. That's it.
Hello!
And welcome to Unprepared Casters, Tomb of Corridors. Woo! I am your co-host and also dungeon master for this dungeon crawl thinking person's adventure, Amelia Somm. You can use whatever pronouns are left over after everyone else introduces themselves.
That's gonna be complicated, because hi, my name is Haley Whipjack. I am here to play a lady. Her name is Starling Ravel. She is an elf. She is a ranger. She is a druid. And she is a warlock. And for me, you can use any pronouns. So that's gonna, I guess you gotta hope everybody else's narrows it down.
Mine certainly do.
Hell yeah.
Hello, my name is Stella, or Stella Joe. And today I am playing Millie, the Eladrin cleric, who uses she, her pronouns. And I also use she, her pronouns. And my other four characters, the other sorority sisters, also use she, her pronouns. It's pretty easy over here.
Like to keep it simple.
Yeah.
And I guess that leaves me. Hi, I'm Cyrus, or you, it's 8-Bit, or just 8-Bit if you've already said hello to me. I use they, them pronouns, and I'm going to be playing Valentine, who's a very cool tiefling barbarian wizard for now, who also uses they, them. Or, you know, I think they use any pronouns. Their pronouns are whatever is funniest at the time. And I love going with that. Yeah.
So, great. As we were saying before, Haley reminded me that we needed to start recording for the podcast. Valentine has a small, unassuming brown paper bag that generates one palm-sized loaf of bread every 24 hours. And you also have as many bananas as you wanted to put in there.
And, you know, it's actually really great because this is an evolution of banana bread that I think I could get down with.
Can I get a canonical number of bananas?
No.
It's important to me.
No. There's some weird Arrested Development joke to make here. There's always bananas in the brown paper bag.
No, it says banana bread, please eat, and you open it up, and there's a banana and a loaf of bread, and you're like, I don't know what I expected.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that does make sense.
Okay, there are 84 bananas.
So many
thank you.
Bananas.
Okay. Thank you. No, I appreciate that.
You know what? Hold on, wait. I will now keep track of how many bananas
how I many
use.
Bananas you're eating. Huge yeah. for me, thank you. I want it meticulously tracked.
Well, yeah. It should be because that's
because everything is getting meticulously tracked.
Can you add a banana to your inventory in
thank you.
In there? Because you do need to track the weight of that for
surely
encumbrance.
Surely that encumbers you. Like no shot that does not
does
encumber
84
you.
Bananas encumber me? Let's
hey,
find
that
it.
Would encumber me it's, in real life.
It's one banana. How much can it weigh?
How
a
much
couple
can
grams?
It possibly weigh?
7 grams.
Oh my god.
I think that's crazy. There's no banana item in Dungeons & Dragons.
Is there any food items?
You know what? I guess that's
in
right.
In Dungeons & Dragons? For sure.
We don't inventory.
Eat here.
Yeah.
No, they just put them as rations.
Yeah, we just eat indescribable
how many
rations.
Bananas is a ration?
Okay, indescribable so rations.
If I were to eat like nothing but bananas all day, I feel like if we're doing like breakfast, lunch, dinner,
Jesus.
Three bananas at least.
Okay. So
many.
Three is, bananas in
I'd
one
say
ration.
Excessive.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
So hold on. I have to now do math.
Yeah.
Sorry, we've done this to you.
Is this what you wanted for the top of your episode too?
But we haven't done a summary of the first episode.
Nope.
Well, Cyrus is doing math.
Banana
summary of the first episode.
Yeah, if you could please remind us what happened.
As you will recall, or I guess not recall, that's why I'm here. our group departed from the ruins of an ancient city on the eastern side of Hyrenor through the seemingly empty grassland toward an ancient tomb. The sorority girls, totally not a cult, also not nuns.
It's hard to say.
We're going to get extra credit on their school assignments. A lone druid warlock ranger?
Yeah.
Am I missing one?
No, you got it.
Yeah, okay. A lone druid warlock ranger has been dispatched by the Raven Queen herself to investigate what evil things might be lurking in this haunted place. And a wizard college dropout has taken it upon themselves to try and find a solution for the weird soul multiplicity situation that they find themselves in, hoping that perhaps going to an area that was once rumored, at least, to hold the remains of a lich might provide some answers. They walked in a really weird way. They walked in a normal way. The place they were walking through was weird, to clarify. until they arrived at a very steep kind of hilly mound, scaling its sides, deduced that it had these weird black blood pools in the shape of a skull. They made their way down what is presumably the front of the skull and tried to excavate their way to a door. The first entryway was a very jank, unfinished hallway. They managed to escape before it inevitably collapsed. The second door, door number two, Monty Hall problem, you know, led to a garishly decorated hallway full of color, tapestries, frescoes, paintings, mosaics, and unfortunately, undisclosed pit traps along the red walkway that our starling has found their way to.
Yes.
I did write in my notes that you rolled an 18 on your deck save, which was really good.
Did you write anything else about the 18?
Yeah, what kind of 18? Descriptively.
Yeah.
Yeah, could you tell me anything else about it, please?
In all caps, I wrote, Haley rolled a good 18.
See, that's not how I remember it.
Did you write anything about the sex appeal of the 18? Yeah.
I did not write about the sex appeal. That's actually the only notes I took last session.
Fascinating, fascinating. I guess I'm just confused.
I'm confused because I wrote, Haley rolled a beautiful 18 smiley face.
Yeah, I kind of remember its smile lighting up the room when it entered.
Am I able to get the 18 a drink from the bar?
Yeah, get the 18 a drink from the bar because we're not in the U.S.
Write that down. Hyrenor, not in the U.S.
Yeah. Canon.
Canon.
Hyrenor, definitely.
Put it on the down.
It's that Hyrenor, not in the U.S. reminds me of that one tweet where it's like, houses have windows, but cars also have windows, so it must not be the windows that makes the car move. It's like,
it must be something else.
You can drink over 18 in Hyrenor, and you can't drink it over 18 in the U.S., so it must be somewhere else that Hyrenor is located.
I'm glad we're learning together as friends.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah, seek your job on the main feed.
No, what the fuck?
Speaking of learning, Everybody's going to learn today that apparently 84 bananas is about 28 rations, all culminating to 56 pounds of bananas, so which does not pounds. Encumber me.
That's not.
And it just doesn't feel right.
It's not right.
It doesn't feel correct at all.
It's a hollow banana.
Yeah, that's because the encumbrance, like, a normal human being, if you're going on a hiking trip, you want like 30 to 40 pounds in your pack.
Right.
If you're a D&D character, it's like, yeah, you can just carry 300 pounds, probably. Yeah. It'll be a little hard, but you'll get over it.
Yeah, you'll literally be
fine. I'm kind of surprised that my character is not encumbered, considering I have so many swords and so many bananas.
It is interesting looking through like older D&D modules to see how much like inflation has happened with the coolness of characters.
Yeah.
Because like back in the day, it's like, no, you're just like a guy. You have one more hit point than any other person you can stab.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you start doing cool stuff, it's like, well, we can't go back to that.
No, that would be disappointing.
But if they can't lift 300 pounds, then how are they going to carry all this cool shit everywhere? You want me to have less cool shit?
I love a game telling me I've got 10 inventory slots. Like that. I honestly, anything past 10, I don't know what's in my pocket.
At the moment, you take 1 point of bludgeoning damage from your fall.
From when I'm on my horse, or? Sorry, I'm...
Sorry, from the pit you fell into. Were you on a horse in the pit?
No.
You take...
want to be on a horse in the pit?
No, it's fine.
14 points of piercing damage because you're impaled. 1-4.
Why?
Yeah, you're impaled by 3 spikes.
Ow!
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, they're spike pits. And
why would you do that to me?
You take 2 points of poison damage, and I would love you to make a con save if you can be poisoned.
Okay, guys, fuck this dungeon.
If I can be poisoned, yeah, I can. I can. And okay. Who's worried about it? Not me.
Haley just made a little face.
9.
A 9 fails. You are now poisoned for the next hour.
For an hour?
Yeah.
Guys, we gotta take a nap. How much poison damage did I take?
2.
2. Guys, I'm only on 174 health.
Oh, you're
fine. What am I gonna do? Guys, I'm scared.
Just walk it off.
Poisoned does suck. It is a bad condition.
This pit is 10 feet deep, BT dubs.
Surely one of us has a rope. The fuck?
You can, like, fly out of that, right?
I could climb out of it. Excuse you.
Sorry, I don't know why I thought you had wings. I think because you're named after a bird.
That's fair. I'm sorry to be confusing.
Millie runs over to help. Hello?
It's okay. I'm laying there impaled on 3 spikes. Don't worry about me.
Let me remind you, as you say, you run over there to help.
There's actually not allowed to
step on the red line.
Helping is illegal in the dungeon, and Mill said so. I heard.
Mills, change your mind.
You avoid the red line.
Let me help.
If you count 4 squares up on the right side, that is exactly where you fell into the pit.
I'm looking at it. Yep. Okay, so that's only like a third of the way to the end.
Can I ask a spatial awareness question?
Yeah.
So each of these boxes is 5 feet across.
Yeah.
So the pit is how big across? Like 2 feet across?
For the sake of this, I'm going to say, I'll say it's like 3 feet across, 3 feet in each dimension, just so there's like a little bit of a ledge for you to stand on.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other tiles are just like fun colors.
Yeah. So let me let you know exactly what you're looking at.
Can I give you a point of reference for what I'm thinking this puzzle is?
Yeah.
You know that part at the beginning of Undertale where Papyrus is like, you have to solve my color puzzle? That is the only thing that I'm thinking about. So I'm like, well, I can't step on the yellow ones because those will electrocute me. I can't step on the blue ones because those are water and full of piranhas.
Yeah.
Step on the purple ones.
So... yeah, luckily for you, I do know exactly what you're talking about.
No, it's labeled the map with H and a big X. Surely I have no clue what this means.
I think it means that there's somebody in there impaled and poisoned.
Means hottie.
Whoa. It does mean hottie. Stella got it in one. Sure.
So you followed the red line up until that point. So
yeah,
would I be wrong in assuming that the red line is okay until that point?
It didn't hurt me before then.
On the floor in the entryway, in multiple scripts, it says do not enter. The one that I believe Valentine recognized was in Draconic.
Yes,
I recall. The right side, there is a black and white mosaic pattern. It is not checkerboard.
Is it any noticeable image?
It is not an image.
Is it houndstooth?
Yeah, it is not an image. It is not checkerboard.
It's houndstooth. It's very fashionable.
The lich is
the red
the drag
path
queen.
Is from like red gems being placed in. And it's worth knowing the mosaic is like a grid, though.
Right.
The red path winds throughout. On the left, there are a series of colored strokes of paint. Kind of moving toward the back. Do you want to know
on the floor?
On the floor. Specifically, red and yellow and green and brown and scarlet and black and ochre and peach and ruby and olive and violet and fawn and lilac and gold and chocolate and mauve and cream and crimson and silver and rose and azure and lemon and russet and gray.
And you know, this puzzle's gotten away from
and not. And that's it. That's the end of the list?
That is the end of the list.
That's so very, very interesting, Mo.
I remember chocolate and crimson.
And it ended with gray.
So here's the joke that Amelia Somm is making right now.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is how it came to me.
Yeah, this was in the mind.
This is what Gary Gygax wrote Joseph and the Amazing Technical Dreamcoat, the musical.
Yes.
This is a lyric from that musical. Famously in the musical, it ends with, and blue.
And I've seen this musical, definitely, but if I didn't.
I directed this musical at summer camp. Thank you so much. We covered a golf cart in gold fabric and called it a golden chariot. It was cute.
Yeah.
That is really cute.
Is there any blue in this room?
Yes, so there are a lot of like paintings on the wall. Like there's blue in different areas, but like
on the floor.
You nowhere
on the floor.
There's none on the floor.
Zero places on the floor. Okay. I'm going to crack your puzzle, Amelia.
But what if there was some on the floor, cuz I liked how Stella was solving the whole puzzle.
Mhm. I did too. Maybe we should get you unimpaled first off.
I got it. I'm just slowly lifting myself up off of the spikes. It's all fine. You guys keep talking about colors or what have you.
Does anyone want to take a closer look at anything else? There's the black and white checkerboard. There's a lot of frescoes and paintings along the wall, but you will have to, like, if you want to get a good look, you do kind of have to move through.
Right.
Can I follow the line until where Starling fell? And then take
Tile?
If you, like, on the one right next to it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're fine there.
Okay.
As you move, okay, this is requiring a little spatial reasoning on my end. There are frescoes on the wall, and then some of them have tapestries in front.
Mm-hmm.
On the left side, you see depictions of like people hunting and gathering. Mm-hmm. There are magical plants and animals, and there are like drawings of gods very clearly, or like beings up in the sky and on the ground. They're depicted differently from the people. They all have like different glowing auras painted around them. And they seem to be like working alongside or maybe judging. It's kind of like a tableau, similar to like the like Garden of Earthly Delights tableau. Like there's just a lot of little vignettes everywhere, but it's a lot more pleasant.
Yeah.
The quality is decent. And then on your right, it is a person sitting in a cell.
Uma matan mache, la turva ale.
Painting on a wall in red ink. There, it's like very clearly like a wound in their leg, and they're drawing a bunch of runes in blood that are sort of like glowing a little bit in the sky, in the air. It appears to be like a dim cell. There is like a bed, a table, and a chest. It's like, it's very like abstract compared to the first one.
Yeah.
If you are looking closely at this depiction of a chest, it looks to be like actual bronze set into the wall. Oh. And it is jutting out a little bit compared to the rest of the image. This would be right in front of not where you fell into the pit, but just a little earlier.
Like slightly, I would have walked past it.
Yeah, you would have walked past it.
Okay.
And you might have started looking at it if you were like looking at the walls, but then you were busy falling in the pit.
Falling into a pit, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I love to do it.
Yeah.
Can I be climbing out of the pit?
Yeah, you can be out of the pit.
Okay, I did it. I'm only bleeding a little bit, and it kind of makes me hotter.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Where are you standing? Are you standing in front of that painting with the bronze?
Yeah, I'll go back to it. I was probably looking at it in interest before I fell and got impaled.
Yeah.
And that's on the other side from the like tableau with the gods, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not near there, so I won't be. Because, I mean, obviously I'd want to look for mine if I was over there.
Yeah.
But I think instead, it's actual bronze set into the wall. Valentine is right there as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm using all of my brain power to think about what I should be doing right now.
Okay, great. do you think we should touch it? Perhaps try to extract it in some way?
Yeah, that was the thing I wanted to do. I will cast Mage Hand.
Great.
You sound uncertain.
No, I will. I was like, let me make sure that I don't need like
sure
physical things for this, because I don't have anything. I'll cast a Mage Hand. Can I try to grab this bronze?
Yeah. As you try to grab it, it seems pretty set. Like, you notice it extrudes outward, but it's not like, it goes pretty far back, if that makes sense. Give me an investigation check.
I can do.
Can I help? Can I give help?
Yeah. I mean, you can also just give me one too, or you can help either way.
I want to help.
Right in front of it. Okay.
Do it again. Advantage.
Why are you so against us helping each other?
I don't want you to be happy or friends in this dungeon.
And I know
this.
Damn
bad.
That's an 18. I appreciate the help.
With an 18, you can tell that this is kind of like there's a hinge along the bottom of this like chest.
Mm-hmm.
There's like the lock on the chest is a button that you can press. And you can also see with the 12, there's a tiny little pinhole in that button area.
Could we get something in there?
If you had something that was like maybe the size of a needle, yeah.
I'm looking so hard at my inventory right now.
You could also, but like, you could also interact with the button. To be clear, there's a button and there's a needle hole in the button.
I spent my whole life pressing button. Why am I not doing it now? I press it. No hesitation.
Ah, okay. With both of us standing right here.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
You no, press this is fine. Button. We're here.
And you notice that there's like a little needle that presses into your mage hand that you think perhaps might have pressed into a finger if it were touching the button.
Yeah.
Probably nothing nefarious on it.
After someone just fell on poison spikes.
The hinge kind of falls open. You just see kind of this wide rectangle. I don't know, roughly like the size of a person's arm that goes back.
So I reach my hand in it?
Your real hand or your mage hand?
And you know, I kind of want to put my actual hand in there.
Hey, and that's... I will not instruct you on how to live your life. If this is how you would like it to end, then by all means.
As you kind of put your hand, you see that you're actually... There's like a large space. It goes back for maybe about like a few inches, like 8 or so. And then you can feel like a large opening. And there seems to be like a rod. Think about like a gear shift, like sticking up vertically that you can hold on to. It is a lever. You can you could pull it toward yourself. It's giving a little bit if you wanted to, or you could leave it alone.
There is a lever. I can feel it. I want to pull it, but also, as you stated, we are both standing on this tile.
No, that's all right.
That's all right. I can move.
Yes. No, I can move to a different tile, and then if perhaps
just watch yourself.
Right. If I pick the one that falls in. Well, their arm is already in the ding-dang hole, so I'm not too worried.
Which tile
about
are you
it.
Moving to, Haley?
Decision.
What I've already stepped on. One back. One further away. Like, I already stepped on it. This is one I know is fine for me.
Cyrus, are you pulling the lever?
Yeah, I am.
What? Can you give me a dexterity save?
That's a 7.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd be more dexterous than this.
And you know...
The wizard?
No, I'm strong. Yeah. I'm strong and I'm smart. Not dexterous.
Okay, so to start out... You take 15 points of bludgeoning damage as you fall 30 feet down.
30?
Yeah.
Yep, good, yes.
You take 11 points of piercing damage for the spikes in the pit.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
And then you take... 5 points of poison damage on account of all the poison is what I wrote in here.
Got it. Yeah.
The poison will do that.
And then can you give me a constitution save?
Yeah, those I'm good at. That's crazy! 10.
You are poisoned.
Oh. Have you tried not being poisoned?
Oh, +8 to constitution, by the way.
Yeah, you're poisoned and you're 30 foot down in a pit.
Okay. Well, guys, I think this is it for me.
No, I disagree. What? One hole and you're done?
It was a very painful hole. It's also a very deep hole.
Right, and you, a wizard, have no way to get out of a hole?
I do if you have a feather.
What do you mean?
I can cast fly.
Fucking wizard riddles.
Did you not have a feather in your component pouch, wizard?
And you know...
Surely.
When we really think about it...
I'm thinking.
This entire time, Valentine has been wearing this beautiful feather boa. It's actually crazy.
I just like the person who worships the bird god is like, you don't have a fucking feather?
Like at all?
Which is crazy
because, one, you were so quick to help me before. I know you have more feathers than the one you used. You gave one away for currency. You're telling
yes,
me
I did.
You can't use one in this situation right now.
I'm saying surely you have one already.
I don't.
I'm asking you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Well, my bootstraps are in tails.
We're covered in poison. Okay.
You could also try climbing, perhaps.
You know,
if that is an option afforded to you.
Let's try that. If I fall again, I'm gonna be upset.
Go ahead and give me an athletics check to climb along the spikes that are sticking outward
that
from the sides of the pit.
That should make it easier! They're handholds!
25!
Yeah, with a 25, you are able to climb out of the spike pit with no further injuries. It is also worth noting, Stella, I will direct this to you, even though everyone can hear us, because you asked earlier about the dimensions of the spikes. So the pit, the first pit that was triggered, the one that was 10 foot deep, was about 3 foot wide, and it was like a classic like trapdoor kind of style fall. This one, the entire floor kind of folded in. And so it is this entire 5 by 5 foot square that is gone.
And that one also had a red line on it, right? But the whole thing went.
Yes.
Okay, so there's just, this place is nonsense. This entire time, by the way, Millie has been like, she was investigating some of the multicolored floor stuff on the left side, and then she saw this happening, and she was like, I'm sure I have rope somewhere for Starling, and then Starling climbed out, and she was like, okay. And then she finally finds the rope, and like looks up, and Valentine's just fucking gone.
Yeah.
And Valentine launches. Fell down a hole.
Yeah.
You just hear like the Minecraft Steve.
Yeah. And she's like holding the rope and she's like, okay. She like wants to help, but then I think like at that point, like has already pulled themselves out of the hole. Can I, as a cleric, notice that these two are visibly poisoned?
Give me a medicine check.
That's a 23.
With a 23, you can see that the wounds that have punctured them do seem to be, like, particularly gnarly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I put the rope back in my pack, and I say, let's just reassess. Can you guys come here for a second?
Only if you're standing on a safe square.
I'm like off of the whole thing at the front. Like I haven't stepped onto any tiles. I've just been looking with my eyes, my beautiful
overly
eyes.
Overly cautious, I fear.
It's a little poison.
Yeah, it's just a little poison.
Do you want to stay
poisoned?
You've
never poisoned?
No.
No. I didn't say that.
I mean, you... It sounds like you wanted to stay
in the grand scheme of things, I think the poison is not as bad as we're thinking it is. But I do want it gone.
Yes, it's not ideal, I wouldn't say. I'll walk to you, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. I don't think it was, like, crazy bad.
I think you're freaking out about it, and I don't know why.
Can I have a little snack while I'm being taken care of?
Her hands are, like, glowing with the Lesser Restoration spell, and then she's like, do I want to give up 2 second level spell slots for these guys?
I can just eat a banana about it.
Sorry, how is a banana going to fix it?
Potassium.
It's going to help me personally feel better about the situation.
Would it make you feel better, Millie, if I cast Lesser Restoration on myself?
Above the table, doesn't poison give you disadvantage on fucking everything?
Everything,
crazy?
Yes.
Okay,
everything.
So...
No, you're being gaslit.
I would rather not have disadvantage on everything going into the Tomb of Death.
Corridors.
It's a tomb of corridors, as always, okay?
You know, in the event that we are murdered in the murder tomb, you know.
No one will blame you, Millie, and that is, I do want that to be made.
I sure hope not. I cast Lesser Restoration on Valentine.
I'll cast Lesser Restoration on myself. And I think that's very astute of you.
If we do think about it, I don't think the mage hand would have made that situation better.
Well, if you'd perhaps been further
not
away.
Been on the tile and then used the mage hand to pull the thing, you wouldn't have been on the tile, is all I'm saying.
I like to just look up close, you know.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. You know.
How else are you supposed to learn?
Practical experience.
And now I know that most of these other things are probably trapdoors that also lead to spikes and poison.
Yeah. Amelia, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Looking at the painting with the aforementioned trap chest, you mentioned that the person was like drawing runes.
Yeah.
Could I take a look at those runes and take a look at the floor and see if there is any correlation between the pattern of the runes and anything happening on the floor?
Mm. Yeah, give me an arcana check.
He'd be bad at those. I'm gonna give myself guidance.
Smigadoon, more like Smigaroon.
Heyo!
Heyo.
I've always said that. Oh, that's really fucking good. Okay. 18 minus 1 is 17, plus 3 is a dirty 20.
Hell yeah, to charging the dice.
It was good.
Worked.
That was the one that was sitting on a 2. And it actually, she just needed a short little charge.
As you look at the runes and look at the floor, what you notice specifically is that there's two different kinds of spike pits here. Like, you don't see any runes really around either of these areas. They're both entirely mechanical.
The runes themselves are mechanical?
No, the area around the pit traps.
Oh,
like the
pit
one
traps
with the,
are mechanical. I understand.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So the smaller one, the first one that was triggered, you're able to, like, kind of, you know, get up around the edge and, like, see where the floor...
Right. It's, like, loose floorboards that gave out. Yeah.
And it seems to have a different triggering mechanism than, obviously, the one with the lever, which that one, the entire... Like, the trap is, like, there's a facade over this mosaic... That is not like a magical one, but like literally this is just thin and you're falling through.
Yeah.
Whereas the one with the lever, like the entire stone is moving. And so that's like a very mechanical process.
But like the actual shapes of the blood runes in the painting don't correlate to like any of the shapes present on the floor.
No, everything on the floor is mostly just like mosaic.
Right. Okay.
Even the runes, like a couple of them you kind of recognize, many of them you don't.
What are the ones I recognize?
great question.
Nice.
If you don't know, it's fine.
Honestly, they're just like the ones that you recognize are like basic elemental symbols. And it's like the foundation of early like spells, like pretty simple constructions for like evocation and conjuration. They're not particularly like sophisticated, but there's many that you don't recognize at all.
Well, the right side has not been kind to us, gang.
No, not particularly.
Shall we try the left side?
You know, I'm open to it.
Might as well.
I mean, the beginning of the red line starts on the left side, and it was normal.
Right. So maybe just the left red lines are safe, and the right not red lines? That doesn't make any sense.
We haven't...
You fell on a red line.
I did fall on a red line.
Yeah, both of you...
It doesn't make any sense, that thing that I said.
Really fell on a red line.
Don't
listen
to me.
It's just, like, so the most different thing in the room. But maybe it's a literal red herring.
To also remind you, at the back of the room, there is a large green demon mask that takes up the That's entirety right. of the wall. And it forks off. You can see there is like a doorway toward the end of the room. It is hard to see where it leads. There's like a little bit, you can see like a faint aura of mist.
I guess I do want to look at the god mural on the wall. My lady on there, my beautiful dark lady.
On this one, no.
It's a bad mural.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Whatever lich is in this dungeon will answer for my dark lady not being on this mural. That's maybe why she sent me here, you know?
To add her to the mural.
Yeah.
to get to seek vengeance.
Right, for sure.
For her not being included.
Yeah.
She's not normally the vengeful type.
I take out some art supplies.
I've never met her in person. Have a little bit of a craft sesh.
Yeah. Would we be able to recognize, like, any of the gods depicted?
Give me a sec. I'm looking through something to make sure.
Can I also ask an unprepared caster's question, Haley Whipjack?
Yeah, what's up?
In this version, was the Raven Queen mortal? Is it that story?
She was.
She ascended to godhood?
She ascended to godhood.
Yeah.
By killing her dad.
Fun.
And you know, I can only aspire to reach those heights.
What's a little bit of patricide between friends?
Yeah, so the mural.
Exactly.
Between birds, if you will.
Between birds.
On the left, you can see like the mural of people hunting and gathering. It's kind of just like a sort of pastoral image. It blends into the mural kind of, there's like a different segments in the hallway. The next one is like, you can see a depiction of, it's like people fighting over resources. So you can see that like the crops, the fields are fallow, but you could see someone else is like setting a village on fire, and then people from that village are fleeing to another area. And then some of them are fighting and some of them are defending. There are gods in the flames. There are gods in the swords. There are others in the sky. There are others hidden that are watching. And each of these images, it's like where as you move further back in the picture plane, it just looks very vertical. Like everything is kind of stacked on top of each other to get as much information there as possible. It's like slightly better than the one before it. I think the composition is a little bit more like, you know, it's a little more compelling.
Yeah.
Than the guy writing runes in blood.
Yeah.
Red ink.
Sorry. Red ink that came from their leg.
Ah.
Opposite that wall, next to the writing runes in blood, you can see a solitary figure who is being cast down into a pit, no spikes, in chains.
Would we all be so lucky?
So on the right side, it's like first thing you see, blood runes. Next thing you see, someone thrown in a pit. It looks to be the same person with the blood runes.
Yeah. Truly.
For both of these, does it look like a sort of like timeline image of like the hunter-gatherers brought the resources back to the village that then later got attacked? And they were fighting.
Yeah.
Like, it's all the same sort of, like, storyline happening in succession. And potentially the other side is as well.
Yeah, I think... What's your intelligence?
Hey, bad. 8.
with an 8, like, yeah, it does look like a connected series.
Right. Okay, cool. Hey, that's just cool. I like
could
it.
Could I think more on that?
Yeah, and because you, Stella, don't have an 8 intelligence, you're onto something.
And what intelligence do I have, Amelia? Tell me. No.
A million, at least.
Yay! Whoa!
That's so good. That's like a plus 278.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
I was gonna say, could I use my character's intelligence to think more on this?
Yeah, what is your intelligence?
15.
Okay, you have a 15. What also, what are your character's hobbies, if you had any?
You know, reading, cursing oneself.
Sure.
Reading about people who have cursed oneself or others. Knitting. Yeah.
I love great. It. It's good for the soul.
As you look at the ones in front of you, and you can kind of obviously see a little bit further down, it's hard to make out the ones at the end of the hallway without being in front of them. This seems to be a timeline that starts at the left side of the room and ends at the right side of the room. You notice that as it moves down, the art style changes a lot between the left and the right.
Any artist I recognize?
No.
What? No.
So, okay, so when you say that it goes in a timeline, does it go, like, all the way down the left and then comes back up to the right?
Yeah. Goes all the way down to the left, hop across the devil mask, all the way down to the right.
The story ends with this person in prison.
The story ends next to the beginning.
What was the first right tile?
On the right is Blood Runes.
So it starts with blood runes. It ends with blood runes.
It ends with the blood runes.
Okay.
As all things do. And I've always said that.
I'm going to sit and think if anybody else wants to do something with that.
Yeah, well, that's what this module's for.
Yeah, the thinking.
We're doing a lot of thinking.
We are. It's really gross.
What are your character's hobbies, the other two of you?
Gardening.
What kind of gardening? Like flowers and stuff or like veggies and stuff?
Herbs mostly.
Ooh, love. For like potions?
Easy to dry, easy to trade. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you live in a little hermit shack, it's pretty easy to go into town and be like, did you want all your food to taste better? I have that ability. Can I have material possessions, please? It's an easy trade. Peasants are boring like that.
So mean for no reason.
It's so funny.
Listen, you don't get to be level 18 by, like, caring for the common man. I'm so sorry.
Millie, what are your hobbies?
Unfortunately, I think that she is level 14 and a college student. So I think she has put a lot of her hobbies on the back burner. But I think she likes to... In her spare time, she does a lot of like small jewelry making,
like braiding things. Yeah.
Oh wait, what is she studying?
That's a good question. I mean, help me out here, podcast knowers. She goes to the arcane. What is it called? The Arcane University?
The Arcane Academy.
Academy, so that's the word.
You can choose a class track, like any of the classes, and then a subclass track as well. So you're basically studying your class.
Yeah, I think I'm studying clerical work in the other way.
But, <yeah.
laughs> not in the secretarial way, in the magic god way. I think she does take a lot of... different art classes as electives, though. So, drawing and painting. And I think she took a dance class one time and really liked it. But she's just like...
Intro to hip hop.
Yes. Yep. She really, like that girl in High School Musical, she does like to pop.
Exactly.
She does a lot of fucking tutting.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah. It's like the camp rock version of hip hop.
Yes.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon.
Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys,
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
Death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
and everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude world. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two. That's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember, if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck!
I think as you're looking around at the paintings and you're looking around at the floor, the black and white mosaic, you notice that there seems to be some kind of pattern to the layout. It doesn't seem entirely random, the difference between the black and white pieces. But it does go up and down like the length of about like the first 10 feet are this irregular pattern. And then it goes to just like checkerboard.
I would like to take a closer look at that.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
Yeah. When you say irregular pattern, does it look random or does it look like mayhaps if I took that tile and I blew it up onto the entire room's floor plan, like it would let me know where the traps are?
Ooh!
It does not seem like there are far more tiles than would work on this floor. And it's like a 5x10, which is like a 2-to-1 ratio. Whereas the rest of this, and it's not even because it pushes up against the red path that's kind of swirly. So it's like black, black, white, black, white, black, white, black, white, white, black. Like it's like that detail. You do not need to remember those. I just pulled those out of my ass.
Thank God.
Okay. I loved the thought process Stella was going down, though. Like you can tell who's done a million dungeon before and who has not.
My game of the year last year was Blueprints. Don't get me started.
Oh, wow. It's a good one. Yeah,
I love a puzzle house. I was going to say, worst comes to worst, both of the traps that were triggered already were decidedly mechanical.
Yes.
So we could get down close to the floor and take a really good look
for it.
And really look and see
somebody
which of these tiles.
Traps. We talked about find traps. Is that in the many ways that find traps is useless? Is it useful in this state because it's mechanical traps?
You sense any trap within range that is within line of sight. A trap for the purpose of this spell includes any object or mechanism that was created to cause damage or other danger. Thus, the spell would sense the alarm or glyph of warding spell or a mechanical pit trap, but it wouldn't reveal a natural weakness in the floor, an unstable ceiling, or a hidden sinkhole. The spell reveals a trap that is present, but not its location.
Okay, so no, then. It's just gonna light
up. Dungeons and Dragons? That's fucking stupid.
Wait, okay. Hold on a sec.
We know there's traps in this room.
Yeah, we heard of it.
Why would anyone want that spell?
Because it lets you know there's something to look for. But if we already know...
I was gonna be like, oh, I actually have an idea that could help you. Because like I was like, if it's only within range, then you can stand outside of the range and just move forward till it procs. Mm. It's 120 feet range.
Yeah, it's real big.
Yeah, super, super helpful.
If we're in this tomb.
It's like if I cast that, I'm getting a nosebleed for sure.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Migraines.
Like the overwhelm of magical presences.
Yeah, the traps just start screaming in your ear, but you can't tell the direction.
That's so dumb. Who can we contact at Wizards of the Coast about this?
I remembered it being dumb, but I did remember it saying it could find mechanical pit traps. I didn't remember quite how dumb it was.
I mean, and technically it can.
Right, but in a dumb way.
Yeah, find is so loosely holding that sentence together.
It's doing a lot of heavy lifting.
We're just workshopping spells now and not yeah. in the tomb. You'd think sure. that this would work the same way that detect magic works, where it like
right.
glows a little bit in the general area.
Well, it's yeah. not detect traps, is it?
Yeah.
But I would assume guess find not. Trap means that I would get at least like a direction.
Right.
So you're in the entryway of this yes. hallway.
Guys, I think we just have to start being obnoxious.
What if I just ran
and
down
start
the
running?
Hall? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like we are being too cautious. We're never going to get through this dungeon.
We are being very cautious.
You don't
we
get
got places
you,
to be.
You don't get a lich hand by not running through the dungeon.
Why do you want his hair?
Maybe just do like a step with one foot so you don't fall in the pit trap, but like you maybe trigger it. You just want to run down the hallway, don't you?
Why do I want his hand? Because I think having a mage hand and a lich hand and my hands are cool things.
Have you considered the corruption that is the undead?
I've considered it.
Right. And then where did you kind of land?
It's not that big of a concern to me right now.
Okay.
Illegally, you do have to
tell
me.
Or it's entrapment.
I will freak the fuck out.
I would answer to that, not yet.
Okay. Keep your secrets.
Okay, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Millie leans over to Starly and goes, I'm not undead. Don't worry.
No, honey, I knew you weren't.
There's no way you could be.
Sweetheart, I never suspected you.
And I never
you.
Will be.
Don't, and I never would. Don't you be concerned about that.
Okay.
Decided you're my favorite.
Yay.
It's going to be so sad when you die. Oh,
God. Yeah, well, to be fair, you dying would imply you entered the tomb yeah, of horror.
So, kind of, we're so kind of would mean we'd done anything even once.
Guys, what if we just, what if we all run together?
It is my turn to fall into a pit trap, so.
That's true.
Okay, well, we know the first 8 squares, except for the ones that... We've uncovered the first 8 squares. Yes. 6 of them
we
are
to get past the first
chill
8.
And cool, I guess.
Correct.
Do I want to step on the red line to go to the next one, or no? I feel like I don't trust the red line.
No, I've recently learned to not trust the red line myself.
Right.
Well, I think we can trust the red line on the left side.
Now, there's a theory.
But if we trust... Okay, so this is what I was saying earlier that I thought made no sense to me. Where if we trust it when it's on the left side and not when it's on the right side, surely we just walk down the left the entire time.
And let's try that.
Right? Is that... Does that not just mean you go down the left the entire time? Because if you do not trust the line when it is on the right side, but you do trust it when it's on the left, you're just... You're never going to walk on the right side. It's just left all the way down.
But what if the tiles on the left are evil and bad past this point?
Okay, but that doesn't make any sense then, because then if you're not stepping on the normal tiles when they're on the left, you are then stepping on the red line on the right, which we have already said we do not trust.
And you know what? I like your theory. I'm going to test it right now.
I wouldn't call it a theory.
I'm going to walk along the left path.
You... walk through the first 4, which we have established are safe.
Yes.
As you step onto the 5th tile, please make a dexterity saving throw.
Got it.
Guys.
That's a 10.
All right. So what? That is a red fuck? Line. I'm just going to let you know something. The DC is lower after you hit the first one on account of you know in general that there are pit traps, and yet a 10 still just does not quite make it. No, I rolled stupid well, so you take 27 points of piercing damage from all the goddamn spikes.
Great.
And then 3 points of poison damage. Got please it. Make a con save.
And you're not good please. At those.
Roll higher than a 10.
28.
Thank
oh,
God.
A beautiful
28 is
number.
Fine. You're not poisoned.
Cool. Would you like to climb out of the hole?
I would love to climb out of the hole.
Great. I will continue to walk down the left.
You continue to walk down the left?
How is the sixth and seventh tile?
Sixth and seventh? You're good.
Amazing. And the eighth?
Can you give me a dex save?
Oh, so that was a natural one.
4 points of bludgeoning damage from falling.
Ouch. Ouchy wouchy. Ah!
5 points of damage from getting hit by spikes.
Ouchy wouchy.
And you take 5 points of poison damage. Please give me a con save. Wait, did you succeed on your... No, you got poison. Please give me a con save.
Oh, that's a much better number. That is an unnatural, disgusting 20.
You are so fine and not even poisoned at all.
Thank you so much. I would like to climb out of the pit.
You do so.
So we know that 1 through 4, 6, 7.
We'll just hop over the traps, right? Well, that was number 8.
Yeah.
We've only got 5 left to the end. Who would like to continue down this way? I can keep going if you'd prefer.
Yes.
I will continue. How's the 9th tile?
You just keep going down left?
Yep.
And to be clear, are you walking, you're just walking like as leftmost as you can get, or?
Yep. The 9th tile is friendly?
9th, great.
How's the 10th?
Even better.
Fantastic. 11th.
So clear.
And the 12th.
And the 12th? The 12th is safe.
Great.
However, let me... Oh. You can get to the 13th if you want.
I would love to.
You are now face to face with... Let me tell you about the things you've walked past on your stroll to the end, if you don't mind.
Thank you so much. Friends, come along.
Okay.
There's new discoveries to be made.
Yeah.
I avoid the red line the whole time.
No. Walk on this path. Hop over the traps. You fool. This is a safe way to do it. I will not see you deceased at the bottom of a hole.
And are you just... Millie, are you doing that?
Yes.
Okay. You'd better.
And you sounded child? At one point.
Child?
I am.
And you're all hugging the left wall.
Yeah.
As you walk down, you see past the, on the left side, the fighting over resources. There is a... paintings depicting like peace, the establishment of like small villages, fields and farms, kind of communal areas popping up. There's a sprawling trade and paths connecting all of these areas and worlds. And there are the gods still among the people, kind of guiding their hand and creating industry, but it is a much more uplifting scene compared to the chaos previously, and a little bit more like technologically advanced. People are using more tools. There are different like carts and things, like carriages being pulled. You can see the building of cities. So there are walls, big ruins. Those of you who maybe, if you did a little tour of the area of the village of that you were at before you came here, it's that similar style. Incredibly large edifices of stone. There are like there's knowledge. You can see like those depictions that they always have of like Plato and Socrates like talking. It's like that kind of thing in the square. You can see like the gods are less involved now, and they're kind of more like to the areas of the plane, kind of decorating the side. One step further, you can see there is like a clear line, and all of the gods are in heaven, and it is more depictions of like science and technology and like reason. There are no gods present. It's just people everywhere creating and building new things. And then the last, there's bastions of learning and commerce. It is incredibly dense. There are so many different fields of study represented. Everything at this point is depicted with like clear, naturalistic detail. crammed into the picture plane. It's so much more full than the previous work. And it's also like the quality of the paintings has been increasing steadily as you get to the side. Like, it's like, oh, the shading is nice. It's like very evocative. You can see like the, even like looking at the patterns on the clothes, they're a lot more intricate. Millie, as you had studied art, you would probably realize that, like, if you were able to study this era particularly, you can pick up, like, there's a lot of things and subtleties being communicated in these paintings that you're probably not picking up on. It's like when you look at a Renaissance painting and there's, like, five very clear flowers, you're like, ah, those flowers probably mean something to someone 500 years ago. And the gods are both above and below the picture plane, and they're kind of cordoned off in their own areas. Each kind of, you can see like a flower in one area and a flower in another area, like in the scene versus with a god that's kind of like connecting them, like, oh, god of agriculture has wheat, and then you can see the wheat over here, kind of a vibe. You do, in these latter few paintings, these last two have, like, references to your matron, Starling. As you come across to the end of this room, where you can see that, like, the red path forks off in two places. So, to the left, you are now in front of an arch of mist. This archway is made of rectangular columns of thin, colorful glowing stones stacked between larger pieces of smooth white marble with veins of reflective gold. The stones on the left start with red at the top, moving through the rainbow, ending with brown and black at the base. On the right, the colored stones are like a step gradient, so it's like shades of dark orange to white to light pink to dark magenta. The archway itself looks as though it has been cut out of the heavens and slotted within this menagerie of a hallway. It extends about 8 inches outward into the hallway, though the base of the stones are otherwise flush with a mosaic floor. Inside this archway, there is a misty veil. You cannot see beyond it.
Well, we finally learned the true meaning of art.
Oh, right. I forgot about the green devil. Yeah, that guy. Okay, sure. So at the end of the corridor is a large, angry green devil face set into the mosaic, taking up most of the rear wall. Its mouth is contorted into a wide howl. The inside is dead black. The area radiates evil. And yeah, the mouth is like about 3 feet in diameter. You're going to crawl in there?
Can we see through the back, through the mouth of the green goblin?
I so desperately want to crawl in there.
It is pitch black. It's like Vanta black. It is hard to even tell if it's a two-dimensional or three-dimensional space. That is how dark it is.
Perhaps it's a sort of a misdirection of a sense, right? Maybe it's to send away those unworthy.
It feels very magical.
This could exact what we all have to sort of undignified and crawl our way inside. It does feel like something a lich would do. Would you like the magic detected? I can get out the bones.
Yes, please.
All right, I will sit cross-legged on the ground and make my circle of bones. It will be 10 minutes.
You are looking into this mist. With a 30, you do not see anything in the mist at all.
You can braid each other's hair or something.
I'm looking real hard, and I can't see anything unless
I move in. Or investigate the hallway. Yeah.
The rest of this whole setup. There's an archway. There are different colored stones. And as you, like, you know, you kind of look around, you, like, vibe, you realize, okay, I'm probably not going to die immediately if I touch this.
While the bones are out, Can I make... I guess it would just be... I don't want to go through the veil, but can I make a perception check on the mist on the veil?
Yeah, and you do. And you can see that, like, you can touch these stones.
It doesn't seem, nothing in this place seems trustworthy, so that feels redundant.
No, it's like
hasty assumptions on the tomb.
What do you mean you don't trust the dungeon?
These stones are like the sides of this arch, and it's like a very like columnar situation. And so it's like colored stone, white marble, colored stone, white marble. It's a rainbow from red to indigo, violet, black, brown on one side. And then it is a gradient from a deep orange to a magenta on the other side. You notice that these stones, the like, colors of it, the things that you assumed were paint on the ground, the pigment is identical, as though that paint was made from these crushed up stones, and it correlates. So you know that something about being able to press on these stones relates to the pattern on the floor as you came in.
Yeah, I want to get a closer look at it without passing through the veil, if I can.
That is a natural 20.
Hey.
We've got red and yellow and green and brown and scarlet and black and ochre and peach and ruby and olive and violet and fawn and lilac and gold and chocolate and mauve and cream and crimson and silver and rose and azure and lemon and russet and gray.
Okay. And there was no blue on the floor.
It is incredibly powerful magic.
There's a piece of the lyric from the musical that is missing, which is that the lyric ends with "and blue."
Right.
Okay. I mean, two thoughts here. Is pressing these in order, although some of these are kind of subjective, maybe a little bit with what we have available to us. I want to see what happens with your detect magic and see what we get from that too before I do anything.
What have my bones noticed?
Magical, but it also is just it's literally giving nothing.
We get the school.
Like, it's like the outline of magic.
Oh, cool. Great. Good.
But not necrotic.
This is, I guess technically with what this thing is, it is like magical, but it also is just like, it's literally giving nothing. Like, it's like the outline of magic.
Guys, I think it's a stupid hallway, perhaps, that we found.
It is a stupid hallway. I said that at the start of this. I just made this stupid differently.
Try grabbing it.
Yeah, you touch the blue rock. I'm going to walk through the mask. It'll all be fine.
Millie, you touch the blue rock and it glows. And then the glow ends.
Try doing it different.
I grab and pull on the blue rock.
You can't really, because it's like embedded in it.
It's like inset.
Yeah. You can kind of like climb.
If I'm looking at all of these colors, they can be broken down into, I mean, the base rainbow colors, basically. They're just different words to describe the different colors.
Talk me through what information do you have?
Okay. I have red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, black, brown on one side. On the other side, I have...
Lesbian flag.
the lesbian flag. So, orange, dark orange, light orange.
Yeah.
White.
Pink magenta. What do we know about the floor? We have a list of colors that are on the floor.
He ain't got no blue on him.
No blue on the floor. Every other color on the floor.
Not every other color on the floor.
Red and yellow and green and brown and scarlet and black, ochre and peach and ruby and olive and violet and fawn.
Look at the colors you have been given on the floor, and then look at the remaining the verse in the actual, like, thing.
We got gold on the floor.
Wait, did you not say that all of these were on the left side of the floor?
Surely there's no gray on the floor. No, surely there's no gray on the walls. There's gray
all
just
of
on the floor.
All of the ones that I sent to you are on the floor.
Right. But I'm saying there ain't no gray on the walls because that's not a prideful color. Except, of course, for the Aerospec community. I'm so sorry.
But I can't... Right, so there's no interacting with gray on this arch.
Him just on the floor.
Right. So that... I mean, unless we're
him
counting...
Just on
that's
the
what
floor.
I'm saying. Is like cream, gray, I could interpret as being part of the white...
White could be cream.
...family...
We have both yellow and gold.
Right. There's ruby and red, scarlet and red.
Got a million reds in here.
There's a lot of reds.
Okay.
Okay, here's what I'm going to try and do.
The thing I'm trying to get at, well, if you want to tell me what you're trying to do, there's a whole line of colors that aren't mentioned.
Is ochre not yellow?
Not just one color.
From the song?
Yeah, in the song.
Ay, ay,
did you look up the lyrics?
No,
I'm gonna paste the lyrics.
Oh yeah, yay!
Like purple.
Why are we yelling?
Song.
Sorry, I would have said it again earlier, but that's why I said it.
I thought you said I'm pasting the lyrics in the chat.
I said I'm pasting the lyrics. You have.
Sorry, I misheard you.
Maybe the thinking person's.
Okay, Joseph's Coat lyrics. Andrew Lloyd Webber. I'm in your fucking walls.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, I will not bring myself so low as to
I hate this
walls.
Man so much for so many reasons.
Yeah, but I needed colors.
I'm in there right now eating the cotton candy.
I press the stones in this order. Purple, white, pink, orange, red, yellow, green, brown, blue.
Beautiful.
You did it.
As you do that, the mist dissipates and you can see the path continue forward. While this happens, Valentine, you step into this black void and immediately disintegrate.
Oh my god! No save.
Did you have 100 hit points?
It doesn't matter how many hit points you have if you walk entirely into that thing.
Oh, that's so funny.
I have less than 100 hit points.
What do the two of you do in this moment? As Millie, yet again, you turn around from the thing, yeah, the problem you're trying to solve.
Millie turns around and goes, I go back and I call out, Valentine, come back out. I figured it out.
No. So, ooh. I don't know how much experience you've had in your life with sudden loss.
That's a good question. She's a cleric, so ostensibly has like not been around death a little bit.
Right, but of course, but to Starling, you are a baby. So this is...
Right, for sure.
Starling. I,
Starling.
It seems that the black void was in fact quite dangerous. And while you were very intelligently touching a bunch of rocks, our newfound friend, Valentine, sort of dissolved into it. I caught just sort of the toe of their foot as they walked in. And I believe, based on that and the lack of response to your jovial call, I do believe them... Likely fully sand now, yes.
Fully gone.
Yeah.
Did the bananas make it out?
Well, everything disintegrated, so it's hard to say. This is perhaps the most complicated way that Valentine, out of all of us, could have died.
Yeah, with all of the gear and stuff and magical items that were made by the patrons.
Yes.
On the podcast.
Well, and the whole them being full of many a soul all in the one body, but now the body seems to be
kind of gone and dust in a black
void.
That
is true.
I find this very challenging, sort of cerebrally.
Me too.
Yeah, you know what? Me fucking three. And, well, perhaps we will figure out the ramifications of that decision and what lies down this mystical hallway on the next episode of Unprepared Casters. Thank you so much for listening. We are finally in the Tomb of Corridors, and like I said, the murder arc is going to be the happy arc. It is a lighthearted, fun romp. First and foremost, I'd like to shout out some fan submissions that weren't featured in this episode on account of they got a little bit annihilated. However, the submission for a banana peel, which can be placed down next to you or thrown up to 20 feet. Any creature that enters its space must make a DC 13 dexterity saving throw or slip and fall prone, and a small unassuming brown paper bag, which every time you reach into it, it produces a palm-sized loaf of bread. The bread vanishes after 24 hours if not consumed. It tastes okay. Both of which were submitted by LJ. Thank you, LJ, for sending those in. I'm so sorry they were on the one person who got Sphere of Annihilated. And yeah, all their shit's gone. So thank you for, I guess, giving them some comfort in their last moments. But if you would like to make fan submissions, we open this up before most arcs. You could do so through our Patreon. That is patreon.com/unpreparedcasters. If you have not checked out the Patreon, you should give it a gander. We've made a few changes in recent months just to streamline all of our operations. And if you would like to see our operations that aren't on Patreon, you could find us on the internet. We are Unprepared Casters everywhere. Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, YouTube. We're UnprepCasters on Twitter, but I don't put most posts there because Twitter's got weird vibes these days. You know how it is. And if you want to take good vibes and put them on your body, you can do that at unpreparedcasters.com/shop and check out merchandise and put it on your clothes and your mugs and anything, because we got stickers. And I don't have a cute little segue to go off on stickers, other than if you want to, I guess, follow someone who also likes stickers, you can find me most places at Amelia Somm or by visiting links.ameliasomm.com. And if you want kind of spoilers for how the rest of this arc is going to go or what else is waiting for you in the dungeon, you can hear those on Critical Lit, where I got the idea for this arc, talking about Tomb of Horrors and all of its many corridors. And if you want to find someone who is currently locked in one of the many corridors of our labyrinth, you can find Haley Whipjack, not here, but on TikTok at Whipjack, that's W-H-I-P Jack, on Twitter at Whipped Jack, that's W-H-I-P-P-E-D Jack, and on YouTube and just about everywhere else at Haley Whipjack. And that's all I got to say, with the great exception, of course, of our thank you, our weekly thank you, to all of our $15 patrons. So thank you for helping us make the show what it is. Azula's Tale, Justin, Fungitor, Andy Roland, Zach, Feywild42, Rachel Goodman, Andromedus Blackshire, Caroline Harden, Valerie Ann, Joey the Dynamo, Malia might be three pixies in a trench coat, Orb, Jane, Courtney Danielle, also Dylan, Alan Beck, Ilya Napomnishi, Charlie, Gandalf the Gay, Elma Cochran, Stephen Odom, Marky Boy 15, Mary R, Depresso Espresso, DM Squared, Marigold Morgan, Jade Crown, Jenny Waboom, Yoshidas, Enshil, Lacewing Apologist, Silas S, Alcyon Hero, Remix City, Lando Lich, Archaea Cyathid, Cal Neville, Trace of Silver, Beckles, Esker, Hollis, Bridget Surdock, Alyssa Bryan, South Space, Leaf Caliber, Cobra 111, Sierra, AJ Downs, Bex Rhodes, Cam Jasicki, Jesse Dubin,
Cole, Ian Schwartz, Zebby Lown, Sherman Mannering, Gabriel the Sorcerer, Derek Rogers, Kyle Bonial, Ellen Stanfill, The Emprix Mixar, Caroline, Odd Pit Pat, Tired Vi, Justin Friedberg, Annie G, Oliver Neville, Mage 101, Faye Nightshade, Abby Greer, King Smiley, Jennifer Wild, Mitherwine, Nur the Guy, AJ Bissinger, Petal, Ren, Bucketmaster, Metarapina, Rue, Beetle the Bard, Grimmy, Esther, Nicole, Beardic Knowledge, TJ, Celtic Lord of Mice, Pete Alexander, Lady Drew, Brian Mace, Andy, Aiden Sowood, Lucas Guerin, Fluffy Socks, Daddy Diabetes, Luminelli, Rebecca Lawton, Jack Lionheart, Tolly, and last but not least, Legos Jedi. A slightly raspy thank you from someone who has lost their voice. Thank you.